So hello, everybody, and welcome to our NEPT virtual retreat day. I really love the in-person retreats that we have, that we do once a year. But in lieu of being able to do that more than once a year, because I know it's tough traveling and all that, we do these as virtuals. And we had a lot of requests today for a particular topic that I'm really, really excited about. And it was kind of what I had on my mind as well. So I'm really excited to be here. So I want to start with just thanking you for being here and taking the time out of your, I know you're all busy and it's close to the weekend. And I know that you're dedicated and that I really appreciate that dedication. So a little bit of introduction for those of you who haven't been to our virtual retreat days yet, and welcome to our relatively new members who just joined us in September. You haven't been to these, obviously, and some of you have. So what we're going to do is it's a 5-hour block from 2 to 7, and we're going to break it up. I'm not going to go straight 5 hours. I could easily, and I sometimes get into it enough that I would do that, but it's not fair to you guys to have to sit for 5 straight hours. So the plan is an hour and a half, take a 10-minute break, an hour and a half, take a 10-minute break, and then the last hour and a half, and that should put us right around the proper ending time. It may go a little longer, a little shorter. We'll just see where we are in terms of material. And yeah, open up your lines. I would love to see you all. I like to make this as close to an in-person event as possible. So we're seeing each other and we can really get engaged with each other. There is going to be education. There's going to be education and there's going to be interaction, right? So I want this to be your day. Like if we were in person, we would talk about something and then we would have discussions and then we would talk about something else. And that's how I want to present this day to be. And I really like doing this particular topic in this way because we're going to be able to interact in a way that's different than just sending you off to the website and watching a 5-hour, 5 hours of videos, right? It's much different when you can stop and interact and then move back on. So I'm excited about doing it this way. If it's up to me, I'd love to be able to do the whole course as live interaction, like live in-person type things, but it's not practical for me or it's not practical for you guys because timing, right? We can't always be available. So I'm excited that you guys made the time to be here today. So a couple of things just to make this day go really smoothly is, number one, keep your camera on whenever you can, because that way we can be interactive and that way you're there, right? If the camera's off and nobody sees you, you could be on Facebook and you could be doing other things and you're going to miss some stuff and the value of the interaction. So I really appreciate if you stay on camera as much as you can and keep your mic muted when I'm doing like a sharing, like some educational pieces, but then we'll open up mics and you can open up mics and interrupt at any time when we're not. And as I'm going through, you know, I'll let you know if a particular section, I really love that if you have questions or comments that I can see you, you can raise your hand and then I'll know somebody's got a phone on and they're not muted. Okay. I'm going to say mute all. I wonder how that happened. And I'm going to see if it says mute. Mute participants on entry. Okay, good. All right. So, yes. So what was I saying? Oh, about questions and breaks and interactions. And I guess that's okay. So we're going to start. Oh, yeah, questions. So I don't want you to go like, 3 hours in and say, oh, I had a question 3 hours ago, but I forgot what it was. Right. I'd rather you take, jot it down and then at an appropriate place, ask the question, because if you have a question, a lot of people may have a question. So I want to make this as interactive as possible. Like if we were sitting in a classroom, you'd want to ask a question or make a comment, you'd raise your hand. Okay? Everybody game for that? Let's make this as close to being, in person. We can't do the hugs. We can't, actually feel each other's energy. But when we see each other like this, it makes all the difference in the world. When I'm just talking to a screen that's black in front of me, and a bunch of names off to the side, it's just not as exciting or enticing as doing it this way. So I'm just so grateful for you to be here. And I see there's a lot of you here. So yay. So what I'm going to do, we have a lot of different levels of people here. We have some certified. Raise your hand if you recently got certified or you are certified. There's a bunch of you that recently just did a marathon and finished their certification. There's a whole bunch more. I saw Tony on earlier. She's there. And then there's Kimberly. Yeah. So we've got a lot of you on, and I'm really excited to have that. And what I want for you is to make it easier for you all to get certified. But also, and the point of this talk today is that you get in action and you get helping people, not waiting to get certified to do it. Because you're all at a point, every single one of you, based on where you're coming into this, is at a point where there's a lot of people you can help already. You don't have to wait for the fancy certificate to come in the mail. You don't have to wait till you're a master of lab testing. You have enough in you to be able to help those that are two steps behind you or more. And believe it or not, you probably know that just by interacting with your own friends and family members. There's a lot of people that are a couple of steps behind you in their knowledge and application of healthy habits. So wherever you are, and this is what I want to do today, is to help you wherever you are to be able to have the access to the resources you need to just get into action and get some of the confidence. Like, that's a big thing. And I remember getting out of school going, oh, I have all this education and now what? Like, what do I do? Like, what do I do now? Right? I had to figure this all out on my own. And that's what I want to make some of it easier for you and help you with. Here's some of the mistakes I made along the way so that you don't have to make them. And here's some of the learning that I learned along the way that I wish I knew 25 years ago when I was first starting out doing this work. So I would love to start, for those of you who came in a little bit late, what we're going to do is we're going to go about an hour and a half. We'll take a break. We'll go an hour and a half. We'll take a break. So we'll break it up. It might be a little longer than an hour and a half one time. It might be a little shorter than an hour and a half another time. But what I want to do, because I know all of you are at a different place, I want to just go around and take no more than 45 seconds per person to just tell me, just say your name for people who can't read, I guess, or who don't know you, but you don't have to necessarily say your name, but just basically why, what you want to get out of this and what's a recent win for you? Because I always like to start with energy, the energy of up. Right? Up energy. And when you can share a win, even if things have been going not so hot for you, there's something that you can talk about that's a win, single win. And then what's something that you want to get out of this training, like what you're really excited about. And if you were to walk away from this day, you would say, wow, that time was well spent. So I'm going to start in the order that you are on my screen. Sometimes Zoom pops it around and makes me confused and moves you around. But I'm going to start at the upper left-hand corner with Lynn Rose.
Okay. Well, I just had a crash course because I'm not familiar with this blood chemistry software. I've never used it or didn't even know how to get to it. And I don't have an account open, so I can't access it.
How come you don't have an account? You've been with us.
I don't know. It won't let me in. But
interesting.
Kimberly just helped me get Diana's labs in, but I don't know how to get in there access. She walked me through what to do when I get there, but I can't get in there.
But you can't get in there. So you were never given a user ID and password.
Well, when I put what I thought was it, that's the same as the INE, it didn't accept it.
Okay. All right. So Lynn, you were organizing that. I'm going to make a to-do of, we're going to have somebody reach out. If you're not going to do that anymore, then we'll just have, you know, pass on the contact information you have.
Over. I know that for the newer people, they were changing it, that you had to have a 12-digit ID, but they didn't say anything about changing.
Okay. Well, whatever, we'll follow up with them and we'll get the answers to that. And either, you know, you or do it or pass it on to Kimberly to help us facilitate that. And, you know, who the contact information and who the people are over there that we can get that happening. All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. And that, for those of you who don't know, we'll talk about it when we get to that section of this thing about what that is in terms of record keeping and all that, because it's an amazing software that is really cool. Really, really cool. You probably saw that already just by being in there for a few minutes that, like, oh my God, I wish I had this 15 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Lynn Rose, what's one win for you and one thing you want to get out of this?
A win. I'm here.
Okay.
what to navigate. That was the main thing. And what else we need to be doing for our clients.
All right. Yeah. All right. Perfect. All right. So let's go to Jill. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Jill.
Hi, everybody. I'm super excited that I got my certification done with Laura Fine for the transpersonal energy healing. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited about that and happy to be continuing that work and with whoever I can. And I'm just excited to be here to see what you have to share with us and helping us to work with our clients, you know, how to organize myself so that it's not an overwhelming big picture, but it's a nice, succinct, do this and this and this and this and
great.
Makes it easy.
All right. I don't know about easy, but I can't guarantee easy, but I will give you a framework.
That's good. That's what I want.
The thing is, and the reason I'm so excited about doing this today is that for years, I mean, decades, right? I've been just struggling with what's the best way to keep track of things, because what we do is different than the standard medical stuff. SOAP is how you take notes. A subjective, their back hurts. Objective, they have a skin rash. Assessment, they have this diagnosis. Treatment, this drug, right? It's like a simple process. And it's much more complicated here because we're looking at so many aspects of people. And how do we keep track of that? So as you go back to somebody, you know, maybe you see them again 2 weeks later, you're not like, oh, what did I talk about last time, right? You can easily access your notes. And I have stacks and stacks and stacks of paper notes. And it's so hard to find stuff. So I'm going to share with you some of the tricks of the trade that I've learned over the course of time. But we're always constantly learning. So, but thank you for saying that. Not easy, but there. Okay, Cindy.
Oops, forgot to unmute myself. I'm also really excited to be here. I'm actually just looking forward to kind of similarly to what Jill was saying, I want to be able to structure my next step so that I'm making more progress more quickly. And I guess a recent win that actually Lynn helped me with is I actually approached my manager and actually asked for something that I wanted. She's given me permission to realign my work schedule, so I'll have half a day off once a week that I can devote to my coursework or whatever it takes to get further along.
Yay! Congratulations. That's great. You know what we always tell our kids, because they'll go, I can't ask that. Like, it never hurts to ask, right? The worst that can happen is you get a no. If you don't ask, you already have the no. Like,
right.
The worst that can happen when you ask is you're going to get the same thing you're going to get if you don't ask. I mean, it's a rare thing that somebody's going to get so angry that they're going to fire you or something dumb like that, right? So, you know what? Just ask, because if you get a no, it's the same as you would have if you didn't ask. And if you get a yes, wow, cool. Congratulations. Eva.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Awesome.
Well, I'm super excited about being here. Basically, I would like to see everybody's approach and see if there is any more insight than I can grab from my colleagues to see how to move forward with my practice. So, you know, everybody has the wisdom, and I would like to just see how everybody's approaching different things. So
awesome.
That's cool. And my win is my daughter's cat couldn't jump on any furniture, anything. And her back seemed as though she had to scratch up to get on top of anything. And I used several different things, anti-inflammatories, and she's doing zoomies all over the house. So
awesome. So this stuff works not just with people, it works with pets too.
Exactly. Yeah, she was already on the raw food diet, so there was not much to change.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't eating kibble, which was a years ago when we changed it, but something happened and she couldn't get on top of anything. And I was concerned, and she was only 10. So now
nice.
she reversed the age. She is like a new kitten.
Like so. A kitten. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. That's so cool. Isabel.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Good to be here to see everyone. And When, so I'm doing the liver cleanse this week, myself and a group of people. So I got a good group of people going this week. So I'm really happy about that. The progress is going. There's always ups and downs, but it's doing well. So I'm celebrating that.
Awesome.
And for me, I think I've been like still deciding which lane to take. So now I came up with a new idea. So I'm just like kind of wanting to kind of hopefully get some clarity on which direction to go. Yeah. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you always come up with new ideas.
Yeah, and with the cleanse, I'm like, oh my God, this is what I can do, because I get time, quiet time. It's like, oh, this is, yeah. This yeah. Sounds, yeah. So, well.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Weird to hear it about it. Patty. So Isabel, and I would say that Eva and Isabel, congratulations on getting certified recently. And Patty's is new. So, hey. Hi, Patty.
Hi there. I think
you're garbly. Nobody's hearing her, are they? It's not me. She's frozen. Yeah, she's frozen. So let's see what we can do. We'll move on and we'll come back. Hopefully.
He can do this too. He's actually lost 40 pounds since.
Whoops. It's like she got slow and then it sped up. We can't hear you, Patty. You're like all garbly. So I don't know if it's your internet or if you're not close enough to your mic or what it might be. It sounds more like an internet issue.
Maybe she could shut off her camera.
We could try that. Yeah, try shutting off your camera and seeing if that works. Okay, now talk.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I am excited because I was able to, my husband has lost 40 pounds doing this since July with me when I first started your IRSPT. And then, of course, in Sean, I got to your NEPT and he's starting to become a believer. And so that's been to me a win. And also being able to just start helping people with all the knowledge that you've been imparting, even though I don't get to spend as much time as I want lately these past couple of weeks to spend on learning. But that's exciting to me. I think for me as well, Jill, everyone, I think everyone else has said it, that just be able to be confident in setting up a program, how to organize it, just like you said, how to keep track. I'm kind of struggling with the master tracker. I'm still learning how to use that. And so those are the things I'm hoping to feel like I'm going to be more confident in, being able to follow somebody and really know what I'm looking at and how I'm guiding them.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Julie.
Hi, everybody. I'm super happy to be here today because it's been, I've been a little incognito lately with some family issues and lots of flying back and forth. But, and also I'm wrapping up my graduate program. Some of you know I'm getting a master's in nutrition and I am glad to say I'll be done in about 6 months. So by May. But a recent win for me is I recently just got certified in health coaching. So I've been working on that since last year, and so I'm happy to have that over with. And also, I just received, as part of my graduate program, I'm going to be working one day a week in a clinic, the naturopathic clinic, and with a nutritionist and seeing clients there. So I'm going to get some good opportunity to put everything I've learned from Rita Marie as well as my program into practice, which is great. So I'll be doing that for 6 months as well, starting in the new year.
Awesome.
And I have a lot of work to do, Rita Marie, on your stuff. And
I'll
open up to do that. So I really want to get to work on that next year. I'm going to be deep diving into that starting, well, here pretty soon over the holidays. I got a break, but yeah, I got to get back at it and I want to be rolling next year. So
yeah, you're just such a slacker. I just don't, you know, you're just always slacking, get this certification and that certification and the master's degree. And we're, I mean, you know, come on, girl, get with the picture. Thank you, Julie. It's good to see you again. Marcy. There you go.
Okay, there we go. One of the things that I'm doing right now is I have to move a lot because of my vision. And so that's can be very problematic. And so that's one of the reasons I kind of scooched down, because can I see you or can I not see you?
Okay, so half of you, but yeah.
Yeah, the eyes are really bad right now. I really enjoy the tips and the questions and answers that come over from all the people who are in these Zooms. And it really makes a difference. I mean, you might come up with something that you, you know, just you really needed it and it just shows up. And so that is really, that's like a win for me. And the other win for me is I actually have a Friday afternoon to be able to come to this webinar. So thanks very much.
I'm glad that you do. Is there any one thing in particular you want to get out of this?
Yeah, there have been a lot of odd kind of symptoms. So I'm really kind of taking care of myself. Yeah, it's the weirdo stuff that's happening. It's like, well, what do I do next? And then it'll show up.
Okay. So. All right. Well, good. Thank you for being here. Jan.
Hi. Good to see everybody. What I've been doing has been following up with Rita Marie's suggestion, and I really thanked her for that because it's been really helpful. With T.R. Garland from Shine in terms of his LinkedIn program, and then Pete Vargas in terms of the speaking on stages. And it's showing me a different way of presenting myself and what I do with my clients and different languaging. So it's a whole different perspective and looking at things. And what I choose to get out of this is more effective use of my time with my clients. I'm seeing that I'm doing that personally, and I've also want to be more effective in use of the time, because I tend to spend a lot of time with them, and I see that that can be improved and still get good, really good results.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. I'm really glad to hear that that's working out for you too. Martha.
Hey, everybody. I'm excited to be here. As always, I love all the classes and the learning process, and what I hope to get out of today is I'm glad I don't have to reinvent the wheel, that you are going to provide something that we can take and package and put in our own style. And I have lots of ideas, but I always need help kind of taming them and making them more effective. So hopefully the ideas that are shared here today, you always learn from each other. So I like that in the sharing process. And a big win for me is just deciding to be mobile in my efforts, just like you've got to be mobile with your body, you've got to be mobile in your actions, and I'm doing that. I'm excited that the person that I'm working with their sugar levels, are seeing results, and they're really excited and talking about it. And then just now I've got two other people that want me to help them in, like, with something with gut and thyroid, so nice. Just got to figure out how to get that started.
And so hopefully some of the stuff today will help you get it started, to get organized, to get it started. Cause you have the skills. It's just, yeah, that's great. And it's one thing when, you know, you do a bunch of advertising, and you get a new bunch of people, and that's great. That's awesome. Not to say anything bad about that. But when you have somebody who you help and then that they tell somebody else, that's a real big testament to what you're doing. And so, you know, building a referral practice is cool. It's a little slow sometimes, but it's cool as well because you've got really dedicated people who are excited about what you do. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. And I'm excited that it's working. Yay.
Yay. Donna.
Hi there.
Hello.
So I am back finally from Hippocrates, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get internet and get onto my laptop, so I wasn't able to do much, but
yeah. Well, its intention is for healing there too, so
yeah,
you know, that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, but I was able to get back into it again today. So
awesome.
I finished my first one, the first module.
Finished the first module. Yay.
I'm still asking for a list.
Again. List of the times again, how long everything is. We found that. Didn't we post that somewhere?
Just so I can, see the overall, picture, so I can try to make sure that I'm doing, a certain amount every week or whatever, so that I'm not going to take 3 years,
Yeah, I would say until we get that, because we are reorganizing and each one will be a little bit different. I would say just is 5 hours a week something that you could commit to?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Is 7 hours a week something you commit to?
That's, I don't know for sure.
Okay, good. So let's just say you're going to spend 5 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 to 5 hours a week. Minimum, right? So then you have your minimum, you have your maximum, and on weeks where you have extra time, maybe you'll do 7 hours or 10 hours.
Right.
Okay. And then just block it out, because otherwise, if we show you like that there's, 750 hours worth to do and you divide that out, you're going to get maybe frustrated that it's more than you were expecting. Whoops, she disappeared. Anyway, so that's what I would do. Is there anything in particular that you want to get out, or you just kind of, because you're new enough that you just want to hang out and learn?
Yeah, I want to learn. There was a question I have. I don't know if this is the place or not, but when I was finishing, and obviously I'm anal, so I want to see everything checked off. And I did look at all the advanced resource one, but it won't check it off. So I'm not sure why.
We'll post that post that in the Facebook group, and we'll have somebody look at that. I won't waste our time today on some of the techie stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Angelica.
Hello. All right, so I'm over here in Europe, and so it's late, and I might not be able to stay till the very end, but I'm going to stay as long as I can keep my eyes open. So, so a lot has come up for me lately around, me and my practice. I actually committed to teaching two different classes in the new year, in January and February. So it's kind of like it's real. And it's bringing up a lot of just fear and imposter syndrome and all that yucky stuff. Like, oh gosh, like I really have to do it. I was looking at my class titles today. I'm like, oh God, like hormones of digestion.
Classes. Is this
So I'm going to do, one at the, one of my community centers in my county, mm-hmm. and, another one, my local, I call them the apothecary, the local herbalist. They sell all kinds of cool stuff, all the stuff we love. They sell all the products, all the herbs. It's great. It's like my favorite.
Nice. Congratulations. This is so cool. And what? You did what is scary, right? You made the commitment and now you're going to follow through. Like you took a big, bold action. Now you're going, oh my God, but you're committed. Like you're not saying, oh, in January, I'm going to do this thing. And oh, I didn't get that done. In February, I'm going to do this thing. No, you committed. And for a lot of people, that's the way you commit. We'll talk about that when we get to some of that, attracting clients and enrolling them and the process for that. But is you just make a date. This thing that I'm running right now, this fasting without food, I made a date and I committed to it and I had to get it done.
Right.
I could have said, oh, we'll wait until December. It's too busy now. So congratulations.
I know. I have to get comfortable with that, fear that it's not going to be perfect. Like it might crash and burn, but you're going to learn from it. So it's just, I'm sitting in that right now. I'm marinating in that uncertainty.
Yeah. And can I tell you something? I share the secret with everybody. The fear doesn't go away. The fear doesn't go away. You just learn to feel it. Everybody that's good, and this whole weekend I was out last weekend, this power, personal story power, he kept saying, you guys think the fear goes away and now I just get up here. Do you know what I go through before I get up here? Do you know the preparation I have to go through? Do you know the little butterflies and stuff, right? That doesn't go away. You learn to get into the mode of, I'm not here for me. I'm here for them. And then once you get started with this, you're just going to flow with it because that's who you are. You're just a giving and, you know, knowledgeable, and you want to help. So I honor you for addressing that and acknowledging that fear. And I will just say it's not going to go away. It's just going to get easier to deal with. Right. Every time I get up on a Facebook Live, every time I get up on a call like this, I go, I hope I do what the, but once I get started, right, I go, okay, I'm just going to trust. I'm going to trust. And you're going to do a great job. And I'm excited for you. Yay.
Thank you. That's oddly comforting that the fear won't go away.
Well, what it does is it may not be comforting in the sense of, oh my God, now I'm going to have this for the rest of my life every time I speak. But it's comforting in the sense that you're not alone and you're not defective, mm-hmm. right? You're just normal. It's mm-hmm. just the normal fear of getting up in front of people and presenting, you know? Mm-hmm. So, all right. Thank you, Angelica. Carrie. Whoops. Do I need to unmute?
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'm really excited to be here. I took half a day off work. It's noon for me, or noonish, and so I'm excited to get to spend the whole afternoon with you all. I'm excited about the content you're going to teach because it's exactly what I need, is to have that plan. I've taken on a couple new clients in the last 2 weeks, and even this morning I've already met with two of them, and one of them I thought was going to take a break for a bit, and then she decided, nope, we're going to move forward, and so I'm really excited about that, and people are really interested. I did a 10-minute presentation on blood sugar. I'm in a business group, and I asked them what topic they wanted me to talk on, and they said blood sugar and the effects of food and exercise on blood sugar. And so I did just a little brief synopsis, and they're like blown away. Oh my gosh, I need this. And so that was really good. Awesome. So now I need to know what to do next.
All right. Well, we have that in the plan. I have pages and pages of notes all written up for what we're going to talk about. So yes. And I just want to congratulate you. Like, way to take action. You just joined us in 2 months ago? Not even 2 months ago.
I haven't even started the modules
yet. You barely started the blood sugar. And now you're going out and teaching a talk on it. You're a little bit ahead of them, right?
Yeah.
That's all you need to be. Barely. But that's okay.
And we've had such great results with the program because my husband's blood sugar has come way down. He was actually pre-diabetic and he's really thin, so you wouldn't expect him to be diabetic. And my blood sugar is more stable. I'm feeling so much better. And
awesome.
Yeah, we're excited.
Just take your stuff and run with it. That's what we're going to end up at the end of this day. Yeah, we're going to have organized structural ways to do it, but just running with it and the joy and the beauty of helping those people and the looks on their faces when you open their eyes to something they didn't realize is just so rewarding. So thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, and I've had to be pretty, not harsh, but real with at least one of them, you know, because she's facing serious disease, and I had to really, you know, say, hey, here's your choices. Here's what's going to happen if you don't do it. And here's what you can do. And the choice is yours if whether or not you want to take action.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. It's the cost of inaction. What's mm-hmm. going to happen if you don't take action? And I've done that with people. Where do you see yourself in 3 years if you do nothing different? And some of them will absolutely say dead, you know, in a hospital, in a wheelchair, on dialysis, whatever. And really getting them to feel that, not just to have it be an intellectual concept, but to feel it and know that they have a choice. I think it's beautiful. Thank you. And Annette.
Oh, I'm unmuted. Thank you. Hi, it's great to be here.
Yeah.
I guess the win is, stepping ever closer to the webinar and the program. So that's good. And I'm here just to learn those little tidbits and little gems that you share with us all the time, because there's always new ones.
Awesome. Yay. And I just want to, Annette's being a little bit, humble about what she's doing, but she's actually doing her first online webinar on December 5th for type 1 parents of type 1 diabetics. And we've been working on this for a while, and I'm so excited for you. And she's got all her emails written, and she sent them in to me, and she's just really going to rock it. And then she's offering them a program on that, and the program's going to start in January. So way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done it without your help. Thank you.
You're welcome. Lynn, where are you at? What's your win?
Well, on a personal level, my oldest son just got engaged, and I've met his girlfriend, so I'm pretty, she's perfect for him. And so I get a little teary-eyed just thinking of my baby boy getting married. On a business level, I'm getting more clients. I've had lots of people asking interest. And one of the things that has come up for me this week is understanding the sacredness of my time. Mm. And my top priority for myself is myself and my family. So I realized, I mean, like, this is just a really new revelation, that every moment that I'm not with my family, I'm sacrificing that. And so there's great value for that. So I'm looking at raising the prices of my programs.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because you know, my family is worth it. I'm worth it too, obviously, but it's just realizing that they're sacrificing our time together.
Yeah, and it has to be worthwhile in order to have a benefit for them, right?
Right. Well,
the financial, yeah.
Right. And so if I can work with more people or with less people but more money, then I can still maintain that sacredness and time with my family.
Oh, wow. This is a huge one. I'm getting goosebumps from that. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Yep. Anything in particular you want to get out of today?
I'm just looking forward to learning from everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Patty, thank you. Patty.
Can you get me? There we go. I'm really excited to be here as well. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you got it.
I got it. For getting out of today, I just really am looking forward to having a good idea about the clinical process, you know, from start, where I start with someone. It's a little bit confusing sometimes because of all the information I have available. And I'm like, oh, I know, I saw that. Where did I put it? And looking for things. So I hope to be able to organize myself a little bit better. And that's what I'm hoping to see today. And then can I share two wins? I have two. One.
Okay, we'll let you.
Okay. One is I got my NEPT certification in the mail 2 days ago. Yay, hey, I'm so excited that I'm finally, and yes, Donna, it took me 3 years, so don't worry about it if it takes you a little bit longer. And then the second one is I have an aunt that has rheumatoid arthritis, and then she was diagnosed with Sjogren's, and so she's having a lot of problems with autoimmunity. And for years, I've been trying to get her to listen to me about doing certain things, and she would not listen. You know, she's one of those people, it doesn't matter what you eat. So finally, I got her to call me and say, you know what, I'm really not feeling good. I need to make some changes. And she's starting to do some things, which is taking my advice, and I convinced her to take some supplements, and she's going to do like a 30 day, at least 30 days to get started with no gluten, no dairy, like all the good stuff. I convinced her. So we'll see how she does, but I'm really, really excited that she's listening to me finally. So
good job. Yay. It's so rewarding when the family comes around.
I know, right? Because they're the worst, right? They're the worst.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you, Patty. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Dr. Allie.
Hello, everybody. It's so amazing to see so many of you here from Shine. So many familiar faces. That is so cool. So, yeah, I've got a lot going on. 2020 is going to be big for me. I've had a couple of really good successes, and my brain fog has dropped at last. Combination of my nutritional supplementation, my dietary changes over the years, and getting enough sleep, which is key. So that's been amazing. Plus, you know, some extra nootropics I'm taking. It's great. Great. I love being able to be clear-headed. I saw a patient in general practice this morning who was 10 and a half with his dad, and he's got Ehlers-Danlos syndrome with hypermobility subtype, and he's not eating any veg because he's being a picky eater. And I just told him, and dad was totally on board with they both came in looking really depressed like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really engage. I don't know if we're going to persuade him to change his diet, but dad was really pleased that somebody had something positive to say about cut out gluten and dairy and sugar, and this is why. And look, and I told him to tap into the lupus and autoimmunity summit because that's just been opened up for an extra 7 days. And it's just so amazing how my consulting, even in the UK's National Health Service, even when I've only got 10 minutes a patient, is changed. Knowing what I have learned from this amazing woman in front of you. So I'm just so looking forward to listening in today.
Thank you, Ellie. Yay. Patty. Oh, did we do Patty? Well, no, I guess we did. No, we did because you came back on. Yeah, so you're in a different place. It confuses me when they get in different places. Okay, so now we're going to go to Barbara.
Cute. Hi, everybody. I am so excited to be here as well. And I'm going to start off with my win because the first time in 25 plus years, I had a fasting blood sugar this morning of 57. And I was a little shaky, you know, and it felt scary at first because I've got those memories of forced low blood sugars when I was taking pharmaceutical meds. But then I did my ketones and they were 1.3. So that put me into a mild state of autophagy. And
nice.
I'm just really excited. And I couldn't have done it without all of you all sitting in front of me, just listening and that sort of thing. I'm a newbie as well. I joined during Shine. I'm a little bit, I'm just learning on hyperdrive because I'm also in ERC. And so there's lots of calls, but that means lots of information. And I'm just here to learn. You know, I plan to actually start the modules in January when you restart. That's my time to actually start going through. I did look at the first one and I said, whoa, no, I'm not ready to do this right now. Thank you.
Great. But, you know, even without coming to the starting the modules, just coming to the calls is just, there's so much education and so much information and inspiration. So I'm excited for you. And she won the prize on the day one of the Fasting with Food for being like the most active and interactive and posting pictures. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Still is fun.
It's fun. All right, Kimberly, you're next.
Oh, I'm just so happy to be with everyone today. I've kind of, I've had a really tough couple weeks personally with some family members and a very unexpected death of an aunt. This week, what it's done for me though is get back to the reason I do this work. I think when we're trying to build our business and get our certifications and work so hard on the business that sometimes it was easy for me to lose sight of the why I'm doing this. And so the unexpected death of my aunt and this unexpected terminal, my stepfather was diagnosed with a terminal disorder. There's no treatment for him. So he'll be passing any time. Losing my aunt, like really the importance of what we do has just been so in the forefront of my mind. And I'm just glad to be with you all today through this really icky time and for my family. So I just wanted to be with everyone today. Truly. That's why I'm here.
Thank you for being here. I really want to acknowledge you for taking the time to do this because, you could just go hide and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really glad and I'm really excited for what you're doing. And if there's anything in particular you want to get out of this, I know you've been had a practice for a long time, but if there's anything in particular, let me know and we'll make sure we cover it.
Thank you. Just being with you all is really healing for me. So glad to have you guys today.
I'm glad you're here, Kimberly.
Thanks.
Donna, we got Tony.
Karen's here too. I'm actually
to add Karen on
at her house. So, come on, Karen.
And they're in Austin, not too far from me. I'm going to get to see both of them tomorrow. So I'm excited.
Hi, Karen. Only one computer will work at the same time or we get feedback.
Or you get feedback. Got it. Yeah. All right. So we'll do Tony and then Karen. Go, okay.
So I very rarely get a chance to sit in on the calls, and I really miss that sense of community. So this gave me an opportunity to connect with some old friends. I won't say old because you're not old, and also some new people because I don't get that opportunity. My life and business, they're full, not overwhelming, but it doesn't allow me the time that I'm accustomed to having a sense of community. So that's what's exciting for me. I guess what I want to get out of it is I'm a continual learner. I learn from everyone. This eclectic group of professionals and accomplished people, I'm looking forward to just learning from all of you and maybe sharing a tidbit or two about who I am and what I do that may help you along the way. My celebration is I've always hated labels. I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a the other. And when I released the labels, opportunities came to me that just presented where I wanted to be at the time. So I'm having a lot of opportunities to collaborate. And I'll be pursuing one of them here in the Texas area. So I'm excited about 2020 and the opportunity to just continue to grow professionally and personally.
Great. Awesome. Thank you, Tony. I'm so glad you're here. I get so missing you because you used to be on all the calls. And you just kind of went out there and got so busy that I'm glad you're here. And Karen.
My win is I've just finished, pretty much finished my first series, the cancer classes, a series of four classes, and we're having a reunion potluck this coming Sunday, so I'll get to see how everyone's doing, and that was a lot of fun. And then I've got,
Sorry, is that the ones from PCRM, the ones that you're teaching?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I've got two more series lined up already, so that's what I'm doing, and I'm just here because I love you guys, and I just want to be here.
Thank you, Karen. I'm excited to have you here. Valerie.
My internet's a little bit unstable, I think, but my win is that my shoulder is doing better. I'm getting better range of motion, less pain. So the physical therapy and the massage is really helping a lot.
Nice.
I'm here because I love the time I get to spend with this group of people. I always get inspired. I always learn something. So I'm just looking forward to more time together.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Are you going to come to our potluck tomorrow and hang out with Tony and Karen and me?
I wish. No.
Bummer. She's about 3 hours from us. Okay. Martha went. Did we have Martha? Yeah, we did, Martha. Cindy, we did. You guys switched places, so I'm trying to figure it out. Carrie, we did, and Isabel, we did. Who else haven't we done? Let me see if there's anybody. If you haven't spoken, raise your hand or open up your line and just start. Claudia. I don't know. There's two.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me go back to my computer. 1 second.
Okay. And Maria. Okay, we got Maria too. Okay.
Here.
Claudia. And then Maria. There
I'm sorry. I it's been a hectic morning. And I have my family in town and they're just eating lunch. And I was sitting outside with my phone listening to you while my family was talking in the other ear. So yeah, I really want to recommit to NEPT. I've been kind of off the grid in terms of just focusing on my business and, you know, really going full speed. Kimberly said, my aunt also recently, actually just 2 weeks ago, passed away, less than 2 weeks ago, unexpectedly, after heart surgery. And it just reminded me how important it is what we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. Do you have any wins you would like to share?
Let me turn the other one off. There's lots happening. I am doing my very first live event in January, a vision retreat at my house. And I have 5 slots filled out of 8. So that's great. I'm also working on a new course that I'm building based on Marisa Mogotroyd's more experiencifying, gamifying my products, my online course.
Awesome.
So I'm in the middle of building that. That's exciting. What else? in terms of wins.
That's good. Two is good.
Yeah. My own blood sugar journey is just, it's my sister's here again. It's just like whatever she eats, her blood sugar is under 100. And I just had a few yams in my with my chart and some blueberries and I'm at 140. I'm like, So yeah, it's a journey, but I'm so excited to learn more and help other people. I actually bought for the life event. I bought like several Reliance and I bought like a bunch of Lansing devices and everybody's going to prick their finger and check.
Okay. Do they know this? They're coming to a
meeting. No, obviously it's optional. You know, if people don't want to do it, they don't want to do it, but,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to see that you're merging your stuff. She does natural vision training.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot more with nutrition in the future. And yeah, definitely. What I'm learning here is so empowering.
That's great. Well, glad to see you here and enjoy it. Barbara says my blood sugars do the same, but Barbara got some great results doing this fasting with food thing. So that might be something you can.
Yeah, there's like 5 challenges running right now and I'm signed up for everything. And of course with my family and I'm like, you know what? Yeah. That's the thing that I have to learn to like, I'm going to do everything.
Yeah. You're a slacker like Julie.
But I got the information. I might do it another time, right? When my family's gone for Christmas, I'm going to be by myself. So maybe that's the time to do the fasting with food.
Yeah. And you can always post in our groups to get, you know, if you need help and support. So good. Thank you, Claudia. Maria.
Let me see. Hello.
Hi.
How are y'all? Let me see. Well, I'm excited that I took the afternoon off to do this. I haven't taken time off in a long time. Awesome. So the reason is I feel like I need to kind of reconnect. I've been kind of doing a lot of stuff, but I haven't participated much. And time is just very short these days. Big win. You know, I recently went to see my mom in Brazil, so that was good. There was side effects of that, which I'm still dealing with, but we'll get through it. Let me see. Well, one other thing I would say is I decided to recommit to my book again, so I mark it down that I'm going to spend no matter what an hour, you know, a day on that. And I've kind of blocked my schedule and even whatever it is book focused, you know, so sometimes I'm distracted, sometimes I'm not, but I'm giving that time. So I really need to build the habit. And I think unless I do that, it's not going to work. So that's good. So this week, you know, it was my first week doing that. So that was good. And let me see. Yeah, the main reason over here is to kind of reconnect and see everybody and hopefully, you know, get some inspiration in a different direction. That's all.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you took the time off. The only person I see not on the visual, but on the list is Patricia Huggett. We have 3 Patricias on this call today. Patty Shelley, Patricia Huggett, and Patty Rebko. Holy cow, we are being inundated. And I don't see her. Maybe she's in a place where, she's on the phone. So I can unmute her.
I wonder if you can hear me.
Okay, now we can hear you. Yay.
Yeah, I'm multitasking. I'm happy to be listening, but I've got other stuff I got to do at the same time. Well, I'm loading a refrigerator off the back of a pickup.
So what's a win?
New refrigerator.
The new refrigerator, that's the win. Okay, I like that. Hopefully. Okay. And then what would you like to most get out of this?
I always seem to learn a lot, so I'm just hoping to learn something. I'm sure I will.
You guys are easy because most of you just want to connect and learn something. So I could teach you anything. I could teach you tap dancing.
On a health scale.
Yes, I understand. Okay, so great. So thank you so much. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys. So thank you all for sharing. And I really love that, you know, the reconnection is so important to so many of us. And I'm excited to be sharing. So I wanted to, let's see, Sherwin, I'm just going to check off. I have my list. I don't want to miss anything. Yeah, so the goals of this session today is to have you be able to take what you've learned up to this point and what you will be learning in the future, and then put it into practice. Like, how do you find the resources? Somebody said, oh, there's so much out there. I just don't know where to find it. I think that was Patty. Be able to establish a flow from that first connection that you make with somebody, that very first connection, whether it's them sitting in an audience in a speech that you're giving, or whether it's over the phone, or whether it's at a networking event, to be able to, from that first connection, see if they're a fit, be able to guide them through to signing up with you, and then you having what you need at your disposal to take them through a process. Not to just randomly get together with people on a weekly basis. Oh, so what'd you eat last week? Okay, what do you want to do this week? How, you know what I mean? It's like you take charge with flexibility, of course, with flexibility for their specific needs. And then record keeping. We heard that a bunch of times. That's been my nemesis over the last almost 30 years of how do you actually keep track of things so that the next time when you go back, you know what you did last time without having to take this stack of papers and go flip, 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 which is, I mean, if you could see, I don't have any handy, they're hidden away now because I don't do it anymore, but these big stacks of papers with all the labs printed out in it and all my notes. But then it's like taking notes on their printed form and then going, what did they say about that? And having to go back through it. So I want to show you some methods that I've come up with, nothing perfect, but then I also want to hear what you guys have come up with because I know I evaluated software ages ago and I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on software to try to do this for me. And none of it could be tailored the way that we practice. It was all just very, you know, vanilla. And they'd say you could customize it, but it wasn't customizing it to make it easy for me to just take notes in the way that I wanted and find it. And then reporting, like when we meet with somebody, a helpful thing to do is to give them a report. But if you have to give them a report and it takes you 4 hours to create this 5-page report, like seriously, you know, you're not going to get paid. You're going to be back to be getting paid $10 an hour for your time. And that's just not where I want you to be. But I still want to be able to keep track of things so that you can give somebody even a single piece of paper that summarizes. And I'll pull it out later. I have, you guys all have it, but I have a sheet like this, which I call the roadmap. And I'll pull one out so you can see it. That helps to put a lot of things all on one page so that they can see it. You can design something like that. We're all a little different. So we're all going to want a little slightly different design, but I'll show you what I've done in order to do that and where you can find it on the site. And then finally, what are some extra resources there to support you? All right. So we're going to try to make this as interactive as we can for the time that we have together. And I want to start with connection. And so after each section, we'll stop and just see what other people have to share, like ideas you may have. I know, Kimberly, you've had a lot of experience and Tony, and some of you have had practice, like Jan, you've been in practice for a long time, and Lynn Rose. And, you know, a lot of you have these things that you may have just little tidbits, little tricks that have worked for you in terms of keeping track of things and reporting things back to people. And then any questions that we have, and then we'll move on. So I have topics one, let's see, two, three, four, five topic groups that we're going to go through. And we'll figure out what the best time is to take a little break. So I want to start with connection. You know, you're going to connect with people, right? And in different ways, you're going to connect with people. You can connect with people in a networking event. You may connect with people at a live event that you're attending, that you're in the audience and they're in the audience and you start chatting with them. You may go to a meetup group. You may have an online forum, a Facebook group or online talks that you're doing. There's a lot of ways that you can connect with people. And you could be getting it with your own live talks like Angelica, right? So in some of these ways, you're positioned as the expert. So people are going to be coming to you naturally to say, oh, I have a question about this and about that. And then in other ways, you're just going to be like in a networking event. So you're just one of many people there, or a meetup where you're just one of many. So there's a lot of ways that you can be in a position where you can enroll clients, where you can actually see if this is a good connection for you. And I want you to be free and comfortable to offer them something, right? And a lot of us, when we meet somebody, we don't want to say, hey, you're a great candidate for my program. It's $297. It's 6 weeks long. You want to join? Or you're a great candidate for private coaching with me. And for $2,000, I'll take you through a 3-month. That's not the way it goes, right? It's like, you know, you meet somebody, you don't say, hey, let's have sex. Oh, now let's get married. We go a little slower than that, right? We create a relationship. We create rapport. We create trust. And so it's the same thing with clients. So it's always helpful to have something free that you can send them to, for them to connect with you. Maybe it's a checklist. Maybe it's a special recipe. Maybe it's a step-by-step on how to do something, how to do burst training or something like that. But something that when you meet somebody in any of these events, any of these places, you can say, oh, here, I have something that I can give you. And if you don't have the formal thing set up with the opt-in box and all that, no big deal. You take their email address, right? You take their email or their mailing address if you're still in, you know, the ages of having everything in papers and files, which, believe me, I did for a very long time. I just had these file drawers and somebody come over, I go, oh, I have a handout on this and I have a handout on that. So you figure out what the best approach is. But even if you don't have a website, and even if you don't have the technological skills to create something like an opt-in box where you can automatically email them, we're going to talk about figuring out a way that you find something that you think is of value, that when you meet people in public, you have a way and an excuse, so to speak, of reconnecting with them, and you can get their contact information. You know, you can't just walk up to, you know, some guy in the bar because you think he's cute and say, hey, give me your phone. Well, it may work that way, but it usually doesn't work the other way around. But, you know, you just don't go up that. You give them some reason to follow up, right? You give them a reason to follow up, to have you follow up. And it's always good for you to be the one that does the follow up, not for them. Because if you just go handing out cards, that's called spray and pray marketing. Throw it out there and hope that something lands, right? You get their information. You get their card. You take a picture of yourself with them and you text it to them, because we have so many modern ways. Oh, it's so great talking to you today. I know you got a lot out of this. I'd love to follow up with you and share with you my whatever. You know, can I get your email address, your phone number, et cetera? So those are some of those one-on-one ways. But you always want to send them to something, right? Send them to something. I don't care if you have anything to sell right now. I don't care if you have anything. You're just wanting to make a connection and build rapport with people. Does that make sense? Yes? Yes? So here's the thing. So once you make that connection with that person, right, and you follow up, then you want to get them to a point where you can get them in an enrollment conversation. So there's a lot of ways that you can enroll people, right? If you do your own event, you know, if Angela, I don't know what the deal is with these different events, because some of them you can't make an offer of anything where they can join your program. But you can usually say, hey, put your name on this list and I'll send you a list of my top favorite foods for healing your digestion, if that's what your talk is about. So you can make an offer. If it's your own event, you can make a bigger offer and you can make a paid offer. But if it's not, it's just a matter of you're at your church and your friends are going, wow, you look great. And what have you been doing? And you start talking about this diet stuff that you've been doing and they go, oh, wow, how can I help? I want to do that too. You can have something that you can give them. Oh, I put together this really cool 3-recipe guide to get you started, right? Here, let me get your email address and I'll send it to you. Or let me get your mailing address and I'll mail it to you. And you keep the conversations going. That's called connection. And it's really important before you start enrolling people into things that you make a really good connection. Does that make sense? Yes. So at events, on social media. So I highly recommend, if you don't have like a Facebook or Instagram account, You know, some of you are averse to that, but it's a good way to just get out there and make relationships with people. And it's somebody else is doing the marketing for you. And yeah, it's a little harder these days because they want you to pay for traffic and all that, but you still get organic traffic in that if you put out something that's really good, like your favorite checklist, like Julie was working on a checklist of foods for anxiety, for helping with anxiety, right? And if you were on your Facebook and you said, hey, who wants to, you know, anybody have anxiety? Here's this little thing, anxiety's crippling. You write a little post on it and you say, here's a link and you can go get my free thing. Even if you don't have a course yet, you have their names and email addresses, you can follow them up with more free information. So that's a great way to enroll them. Even at family parties. If you're not ready to charge for your services, you're at family parties, get some experience under your belt by working with the hardest patients of all, your family. Because if you can get your family to do stuff, you're probably going to just shine when you get out into the real world and have people paying you, right? So offer things when you're at Thanksgiving or you're at a Christmas party or a New Year's party or whatever you go to with your family. If they start like really asking about this stuff, offer them that, hey, look, I'd love to take you on and I'd be happy to give you my services for free because I'm in the internship phase right now, whatever you want to do. So it's really reaching out and letting people know that you're there to help and what you know. And it's not bragging about what you know. It's telling stories about what you know. It's sharing incidences. Wow, Barbara says, I just started this little challenge and holy cow, my blood sugars are finally in the right range for after decades. And her uncle says, oh my God, my blood sugar has been out of range and I've been on medications and they want to put me on insulin. I don't want to do it. Can you share with me how you did that? Right? Right? And you get experience with the working with them. Let me see what else I had here. Newsletters, emails. Those are a little bit more, some of you already have like a newsletter list. There's a lot of services out there like MailChimp or GetResponse. There's a couple of them, Lynn, you know of one that they're actually free to start with until you have more than 500 or 1,000 people on your list. And you just start it. This is how I started, okay, with my online thing. I said, I want to reach more people. So let me see. There's this thing called Constant Contact. So I signed up for it. It was free for the first, you know, 500 names on your list. I said, okay, I can do this. And then I just started to share because people wanted to hear recipes and they wanted to hear what I was doing. So I would just write this email that would say, hey, I made this recipe for XYZ. And oh, I'm going to be doing a class at my house. And it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. Then I had to start paying them $10 a month because I got over 500. And then I got over 1,000 and I had to start paying them more. And then I started going, somebody over there in Wisconsin, where the heck did they get on my list? Well, somebody that was a local friend of mine who I'd put on the list sent it to their friend. And they're going, I can't come to your classes in Austin. You know, can you sell me your books, your recipe books? And that was my first like, oh, wow. So I actually printed out these recipe books from the last four classes. I said, how about $100? I just threw the number out there. I'll send you the last four classes for $100. Now, this was just like 20 page booklets. They sent me a check for $100. I sent them this stuff. That was my first like media transaction. It was fun. I'm like, oh, I can. So I started researching on how do you get online and how do you put these things into PDFs and, you know, on and on and on. And it built from there. Right. So just take a humble beginning, right? You're not going to be out there doing webinars every week and having 100,000 people on your list within a year. It's just not practical, but you can help people. And when you help people, they say, oh, you really helped me. I want to share you with somebody else. Can you help my friend? I know I'm local and I come to see you, but my friend's in Wisconsin. Can you help my friend? And can you do it over the phone? Sure, I can do that. And now you start to build this business. Does that make any sense? So connection, they have to see you as a person that cares. A real person that cares, not somebody who's putting out fluffy marketing stuff and doesn't even have their picture anywhere. They don't know who that person is. Don't we want to deal with people? Like, who do you feel more comfortable dealing with, people or businesses? Who feels more comfortable with people? Yeah. Who feels more comfortable with that business, ABC, Acme, whatever? No, right? So people, so just get to know it. I know somebody who ended up building a very, very nice business, the Vegetarian Health Network. And the way he did it is he was like in marketing and writing copy, and he had a job, and he decided that he really wanted it. He was really into vegetarian education and vegetarian cooking and all this. So he decided that he was going to create a mailing list and just give people a new vegetarian recipe every week or every month or whatever. And over the course of 3 years, he built a mailing list of 60,000 people who were anxiously waiting for him to send them the newsletter. Now, he decided, well, maybe I should do something with these people. Maybe I should have a program to get them to go deeper. So he didn't even do this all himself. He got some experts, he did expert interviews, and he created a program and charged people whatever it was, $100, and put it out there to these 60,000 people that he'd been giving to freely for the last 3 years. And guess what? They bought his program. And guess what? It flourished. And over time, he got other people to promote him. And he got, built a big mailing list and built a $150,000, $200,000 business within a couple of years, right? Just by starting out by giving people free information. So I want you to stop and think about what are your favorite ways to connect? And what are like two or three ways to connect with people that you can commit to doing as we, finish off the year and into the new year? And then I'd love to hear it. And I'd love to hear from those of you who have been doing this for a while. And then we're going to go into what do you do when you actually get them to come into an enrollment conversation. So let's take 2 minutes. And then if we can get two or three shares, not everybody, we don't have time to everybody to share on everyone, but if anybody has any ideas from what I just talked about and from what you've heard, what are two or three ways that you think that you can connect with people in order to build trust, build rapport, and start to build a following? And Tony, if you want to share some of your methodologies, we'd love to hear that too. So I know you started doing live talks like right away. So,
yeah, I'll go to the opening of an envelope. You invite me to come with, I'm going to speak. I'm just saying. So, yeah, meetups, greet ups, vet ups, it doesn't matter. If it's a topic that I can somehow massage what I do around, I do. So I get in through the front door or the back door any way I can and talk about what they want. But then I always get to, what's important to me and what I really want to share. So I would say, if I were to offer any unsolicited advice, is...
No, I'm solicited. I asked you.
Okay, yeah, you did. unless it's really out of alignment with who you are, always look for a way to share in any type of invitation. Any invitation, yeah.
When you first started, you did, I think it was, you took the blood sugar presentation. So tell people how you did that, because that's a resource that everybody has access to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was actually sharing an office space with some other practitioners, and we decided to put on kind of a mini fair. I don't know. We just invited all our clients to come and we all presented. And I decided to present on blood sugar. And I mean, it was just like a huge hit because it was already done for you. The only thing I had to add was my personality. Yay. And so it worked. It wasn't the information that they were drawn to, but I think it was my enthusiasm about it, my confidence and my ability to support them. And so, I picked up lots of old clients.
Awesome. Right. And this is something you all have access to. If you go in, I think it's on the resources tab, or the bonuses tab somewhere in there. I can show you in a bit. But you have access to that, and you just take those slides and make them your own. Make them your own.
I would just, cautionary tale is, don't use them as a crutch. They're just there really to keep you on track. Do feel confident in, knowing what's on the slide. You don't have to memorize them, But remember, that's a big way to disconnect from the group and disconnect from the energy if you're just focusing on
on the
presentation. Right. So thank you for allowing me to share
me doing that presentation. So you can watch it. You can read the transcript. You can get an idea of which sections. If you have a 15-minute talk, you know, you pull out 15 minutes of stuff and you get in front of people and you talk. Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you. Who else has some ideas? Something you're going to do in the next couple of months. Raise your hand. Who wants to share? Angelica.
Well, I started a meetup group, and because I'm just trying to go with what feels fun and easy to me, and I've always loved hosting people at my house, kind of the way you do, Marie. Yeah. And
that's how I met.
Yeah, exactly. Total, like, kind of coincidence. And yeah, just to have it be kind of experiential. So I want there to be some sort of teaching component and then some sort of experiential, like tasting or demoing a recipe. To me, that's fun. Like having dinner parties is fun. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And you're going to, and Meetup does the advertising for you. So you pay your $45 a year or whatever you pay and they will put it out there on their group. And if somebody's looking for, you think about keywords, like you might want to put in digestion. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're going to put in millennials or whatever, but of the people that you're going to attract, that you want to attract, you put in those keywords, right?
Okay. If you're
in training, you talk about, you know, preserve your eyesight. If you're talking about blood sugar and energy and, you know, right? Yeah. You just put those keywords that people are going to find and then Meetup is going to send people your way.
Right? Okay. Yeah. I haven't really figured that part out yet. I was wondering about that. So maybe we can get some input more later. Yeah.
That could be, I'm writing topics down that could be like some of our corporate business kind of topic presentations, but setting up a Meetup is not that hard to do. And you just go in there and do it. And when you name it, that's the name is going to be a biggie. You're putting in if it's holistic health, if it's whatever, you just figure out what those are and you're wording those things in. And then Meetup will say, oh, there's a new Meetup in your area. It's on this, that, and the other thing. And it'll present it to the people who they think is going to like it, right? Based on some of their other choices or some of the preferences when they signed up. So looking into Meetup is a really good way to do it because they're doing all the advertising for you.
Mm-hmm. And how do you keep that safe, you know, if you don't know these people?
I don't know. I've been doing them for 8 years and I never got stabbed yet.
Have someone at home if you're going to host at your home that you trust and you feel could be a, that's what I'm going to do. I feel the same way. Like I think sort of your vibe attracts the right people most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you're putting it out there and it's like a topic that could be a little racy, then you're going to get some racy people. But, you know, people wanting to come and eat, you know, whole foods, plant-based stuff and talk about Qigong and exercise, you know, yeah, sure. My kids have always said that. Mom, you have all these strangers coming to your house, but it's worked. So you just have to go with your comfort level. Yeah. So that's great. Cause that was perfect. Cause that was what I was going to talk about next was Meetup. And it's easy. It's not free. I think it's about $45 last time I looked at it, but it's worth it. And it's a great way to meet people. And especially if you're doing it with some intent, like Angelica, I just started it out. Like people come over to my house and eat. And by the time that end of the month comes, I'm like so spent by teaching and doing everything all month. It's like, I'm just going to hang out with you guys. Right. But a lot of the folks from there have come and Lynn Rose, she's another one that came through the Meetup. And so did, who else came through the Meetup? There was one other person that came, Susan. Yeah. Susan came through the Meetup. Well, actually she came to the Meetup. No, she came to I don't remember. She came to Meetup and then SIV and then did some of the programs. And then, so it's a great way. I mean, people that have come and joined us at the Meetups have gone on, a lot of them have gone on to do programs. So it's, you know, it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. So yeah. Cool. All right. So anybody else have any ideas they want to share?
Marie, I have one.
Yeah. Really?
So, I guess the last time I came into one of these calls, we talked about, I think I mentioned I was going to reach out to
a 55 and over community here in Portland, and I did that, and I've got a couple of nutrition assessments that I'm going to do for blood sugar balancing, and so I'm doing those next week, and I was looking for a good nutritional assessment form resource, and I thought you had one on your website, and I couldn't find it.
We have, if you go to the module on history taking,
okay,
one of them, right? And I would recommend, like, we give you the outline, we give you the Word doc that you can just take them and copy paste, but make it into a Google form. They're free. It's easy to fill out. You know, unless these people are just computer illiterate and you're going to print it out, then you can just use what I have in a Word doc, edit it out the way you want it to be, and then just print it and hand it to them.
Perfect. Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do, because after that, we have like a 30-minute discussion, and I'm just going to kind of let them talk and tell me what their concerns are, and that will sort of inform me of whether or not it makes sense to do a group thing for them eventually, which is what the coordinator wanted potentially, but she wanted to kind of poll the people that live there. So I thought, well, hey, why don't I'm happy to go meet with them for 30 or 40 minutes and talk to them. And a couple of them said, yeah, I'd love a nutritional assessment. And I'm kind of doing that. I'm not charging for that or anything, because
that's a great way to get people in. Yeah. Assessment. So you're another one. It's right on my list. You guys are reading my mind. No, I planted them. So assessments are a great way to get people into your world, right? Because people love it. They get it and they go, oh my God, I didn't know I had all these issues going on. You know, sign me up, right? So yeah. An assessment, whether it's one of these, and I know that Tony's done this at fairs, or and a couple of other people have, where they took those mineral body balance mineral kits. And you take it to a fair because it's tangible, and they taste them, and they get to see if they're deficient in zinc or magnesium or whatever. And then you have a conversation that you can lead them to having a strategy session with you. Hey, we can do this. Or you can offer this free thing. Do this nutritional assessment, and I'm going to give you a free 30-minute consultation on it that turns into an enrollment. Because when they see what's wrong with them, you know, not just you read it on the paper and go, oh yeah, you got to go gluten free. No, they're seeing that this stuff is a problem, and then they're ready to do the next step.
Oh yeah. The minerals testing is really popular. If I go to I go to conferences, I'm asked to speak, and they say, do you want a table? I'm like, I might as well get one. And there are lines. People, especially if it's health related, they love the minerals test. Is it Body Bio?
Body Bio. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask. Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. So that's a great idea. I think
you can get it anywhere you want. And that'd be great for that community, because they may be in the place where they don't want to do the paper pen assessments. You can offer that too. But when they can actually do this taste test and go, oh, or like what Claudia's doing with her vision people, you know, and I know that Isabel's done this, where she'll do a class and have the blood sugar meters, and they get to test their blood
sugar. Yeah, I'm going to bring the blood sugar meters if we, you know, if they're open to doing that. A lot of these people already test their blood sugar, so they kind of know, but some do, some don't.
Well, they test it, but they don't do it the right way.
They don't, yeah.
They just do it first thing in the morning, right? Yeah. And they're looking at, oh, my fasting blood sugar is 125 today. It's better. And you're going to teach them how to look at what their foods are doing to their blood sugar.
Yep.
So what I actually do is when they come in, I have them drink a glass of juice and then do the, and then 20 minutes later, prick their finger, and that will get them excited.
That'll get them excited when it goes through the roof. Yeah.
They'll see the change. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting. Some people go up to like 134, 140. Some go up to like 180. So everyone is different.
Do you use orange juice, or what kind of juice?
No, I use naked. I think it's called naked. It has like broccoli, banana. It looks
the green machine.
Like a smoothie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's really good, because you're not like.
That's a great idea.
I think this is green juice. How often do people think this is an awesome thing, and look at what it's doing to you? And then you can really teach in that educational piece about the dangers of it and why they need help. And then, you know, you offer them your program.
And how often are you waiting to, before you give them the juice, and then how long do you wait before you test the blood sugar?
So the first one, after they drink, every 15 minutes. So I'll do, after they drink, I'll, you know, kind of share some information with them, and then we'll test again, and then another 30, every 15 minutes we'll do the testing.
That's great. So they're really getting the full sense of it.
Yeah. And then I have an exercise, a fitness person usually, like we'll do like burst training exercise. After that, usually people see a big drop. So that's to demonstrate how effective exercise is.
It could be. Well, that's a great idea. See, there's all these cool ways to do things, right? And you charge for this seminar, or is it?
Yeah, I do. So I charge $99. It's a full day. It's like a 4-hour seminar. So I start with blood sugar. Then I do a cooking demo. So after they eat drink the juice, and I go into making mostly like coconut wrap, which is very low glycemic, and they'll test. We continue to test throughout the 4 hours. Mm. And so it demonstrates that how the food influences their blood sugar level. So they get the full, like the full range.
Yeah. That's a cool thing. It's a really cool thing. And you just gave me an idea that you could do this. If somebody came from RIN and they teach you how to do like a free strategy session, a lot of people do that. And you can actually use your blood sugar meter, get the disposable lancets and use a blood sugar meter and ask people if they want to test their sugar at the beginning, if you suspect that. Or you can use that as your entry point. Like say you're meeting with people and you're talking about blood sugar and you go, oh, you know what, why don't you come to my office and I'll do this with you. Now, for those of you who don't have an office, but there's all kinds of ideas to get them engaged. I were just having a conversation last week planning out like how do we create some strategy sessions for people that people buy a test, like so they buy a Dutch test and we include a consultation and then we sit down with them, they come in and they sit down and it's going to be really clear what a lot of their imbalances are. I know, Tony, you've mentioned you do this too, is have them do just a standard panel, which they can get for like $57 or $97, just a basic panel. And then you run it through the blood chemistry software, put it into the master tracker. And then you're sitting with them and it's not just you reading and going, oh, you need to do this. And you're trying to convince them that they need help. No, they're seeing it right in black and white and red and green also in front of them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So questions, anything more about some of the ways? This is just a brief overview. We have in the site PBSS, Practice Building Success System. There's a thing on how to get known and how to do this sort of stuff. So there's a lot more detail, but these are some of the things that you can be doing to connect, right? Because connection is so important. Allie.
The extra thing that's not been mentioned that I'm going to be doing is creating joint ventures. So I'm reconnecting with my networking groups and creating a local functional forum, which will be practitioners and functional medicine doctors, which will allow joint ventures and affiliates.
Hmm. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Anybody else before we go on to what do you
during your session? This is Martha. I'm working on a campaign to go into businesses and help them go green and go in instead of because I would have more of an audience that way than trying to find people. And I work well with businesses because I'm a chamber member and kind of well known in my community. And I understand how toxins affect people's health. So that's got a certificate I'm working on and a chart that I'm working on of the different things they have in their office that they could change, and then introduce the idea of the other things that I do.
Mm-hmm. And so are you looking to go in there and have them have somebody, the corporation, pay for you to come in and train them? Or are you looking at doing this as a free point?
A freebie. Well, where I live, we're 80% mom and pops. So they're small businesses. So, in my insurance business, I used to go in and give talks on different types of, preparing for the future. So it's easy to go into offices and do a lunch and learn.
That's great. That's a great thing to do, right? And then you establish a rapport and a connection with the people. It would be good to have some sort of assessment type of thing that you
have. Well, that's what I'm working on my chart. Yeah.
That's the chart. Yeah. So anything that you get them involved with assessing where they're at is so valuable, because people, they don't want to be deficient. They don't want to be, you know, defective. And we're not telling them they're defective, obviously, but that when they see that those flaws, and then you, like Isabel talking about, what does it mean when it goes up like that? And what are the dangers, and why is this so imperative that you get this under control? It's really
right. And it's also related to reducing absenteeism in the workforce.
Right.
By learning to take care of yourself. And that's kind of where I've taken the green to focus on immunity building.
Awesome. 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 So why don't we take a break? Unless anybody has anything else, we'll take like a 10-minute break, you know, get some hydration, do whatever you need, get a little sun. It looks like the sun just came out. So I'm going to run outside and grab a little sun, and then we'll come back and we're going to go through, you know, once you get them there, we're going to go through enrollment conversations to get them signed up and some of the strategies. And then once you've got them in, how are you going to process? How are you going to use what you've learned to take them through a process of their planning and record keeping and all that kind of stuff? Right? So 10 minutes. And I am going to stop the recording.